Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Hey, good morning. 601 to 63 degrees. Happy anniversary. 1 year.
It seems like it's been longer.
Yay. First anniversary is what? What are we supposed to? Is it paper? Wood?
Hold on, let me Google that real quick.
I never knew.
See,
I liked it before Google when you just didn't know things. That was fun to me.
No. Like,
you'd be surprised. It kills you when I tell you you can't Google stuff, huh?
It is paper.
It's paper. And then wood is year two, I think.
Let me just crumple this up and throw it at you real quick.
What's different?
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Today, of course, to celebrate our 1 year anniversary, our producer Ryan, also known as, what was it?
It is the Kidney Stone Kid.
Yes, because he would pass kidney stones before he went on vacation. We're going to recreate the Caesar's jump in our hallway this morning, live on Facebook.
From Evel Knievel.
Yes. He will be jumping a girl's huffy, pink huffy bicycle over a kiddie pool with a Caesar salad kit in the middle of it. Did you see how sketchy his ramp is out there?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
Dude, he got a hard piece of wood there, so we got a piece of wood, but then the ramp that's holding up are a bunch of books from our prize closet,
He took the books and duct taped them with blue tape.
Do you think Rod Guidry's going to be really excited that you've now used his book for part of the ramp? I walk on, you just, Rod Guidry. You can't do that to Louisiana Lightning. So Ryan's been walking around all day going like this.
Just going to send it.
He's ready, man. We'll go a little after 7, probably around 7:15 or so. We'll be doing that.
Just going to send it.
Yep. Do you think this is going to end well?
It's going to end very poorly.
Which could be, okay, is that what we're looking for as a result?
It depends.
No, pretty much. That's what we're looking for.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got here?
It's a pair of Cabana Suite tickets to join us this Saturday. Final WCSX Classic Rock Saturday game at Jimmy John's Field in Utica to see Tom Petty tribute band Teddy Petty and the West Side Birmingham. Wait, it was the West Side Woolly Mammoths and the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers.
Right.
Took me a minute.
Did you see what they're doing starting tomorrow at the game? Some they're testing out. Time limit on the baseball game. Oh. 2.5 hours.
That's fun.
Think about it. You go to some baseball games, you're taking a family, and it goes over three bills. You're done. Your kids are like, enough. And there's so much going on there, but they're going to have time-regulated baseball games starting tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. All right.
Singing the national anthem on Saturday, by the way.
If you want to hear it again.
No. That our flag was still
there. Sorry, I won't do that to you today. I will later on, but
I've been practicing again in the car.
Are you singing in the car,
Liam? Yes.
All right, by the way, call number 31-248-398-WCSX. I'm curious about that. I mean, so you know the words down. Do you want us to, because we're going to come out there and film it. Do you want us to hold up signs or anything with the words? You good?
Like cue cards?
I'm saying, why not?
You know what I used to do, though? I used to have to sing the Canadian National Anthem and the American Anthem.
Just gonna send it!
Yeah. And so I would have a little sheet that I printed up just
because in your hand or where?
How in my hand, just because I was so paranoid.
Well, you're not like holding it out.
No, you wouldn't even notice it.
Okay. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee, right? That's all I know. Is that part of
That's
it?
That's part of it.
Okay. 248-398-WCSX as well. We're going to figure out what national anthem do we want Aaron to sing on Saturday at the baseball game. We should come up with a cool one.
I can do like four different ones.
Croatia, if they beat England today?
No.
Come on. Do we know the Croatian national anthem?
No. Okay.
You'll have a couple days. You can sing in the car. You'll be fine. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Tigers continue to slide, and I'm going to tell everybody the reason I owe you a dollar.
Just going to send it!
You're damn right. Shut up, Ryan.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello?
You know what this is. This is Jason.
Restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7:31.
CSX Big Jim's House 614. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And just a reminder, come out to Jimmy John's Field July 14th for the final WCSX Classic Rock Saturday of the year. You can get there early for live music from Tom Petty, tribute band Teddy Petty and the Refugees. For more info and to get your tickets, head to USPBL.com today. All right. Wilson Ramos, I hate him. He's on a roll. So are the Tampa Bay Rays. He hit a 3-run homer. 5 Tampa Bay pitchers combined on a 5-hitter, and the Rays beat the Tigers 5-2 last night. Matthew Boyd, 5 runs, 4 hits, and 6. Two teams will wrap up the series today. Detroit has Jordan Zimmermann on the mound.
Trade bait.
Not after that performance.
Well, no, I meant Zimmermann.
Oh,
he's, yeah. He apparently got his stuff together again. They've been a lot of talk about him. He could be trade bait as well.
Yeah, well. All right, Wimbledon rolls on. Usual suspects, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic. Did I say it correct today?
You did.
All right, good. I'm proud of myself. Yeah. American John Isner all playing today. Serena Williams and Angelique Kerber also advanced. The women's matches will be played on Thursday. So, Jim, I owe you a buck.
Here's the update for everyone.
And now the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup. France beat Belgium 1-0. Big deal. This has been the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup.
There you go.
You had France, I had Belgium. I owe you $1. Today, big game, though. It will be England and Croatia. That's 2 p.m. My afternoon is planned. Just saying.
We have the update on that, too.
And now the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup. This morning, it's England versus Croatia. Yeah, Croatia. This has been the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup.
There you go.
And go ahead and mark June 24th through the 30th on the 2019 calendar and write it in a golf pencil. The PGA Tour unveiled its schedule for the 2018-19 campaign and officially listed the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit for June 24th through the 30th at Detroit Golf Club.
Well, you think about it. In a couple of years, man, you're going to have a PGA event here.
Yep.
The auto show is going to move to June as well. Whoa. Suddenly it gets pretty busy here in the Motor City. Don't forget, Journey on the 30, coming up at 6:30. You should have
seen. It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
Moving forward. It's all about being professionals here.
So I'm anything but. Hey,
we'll do more of the Journey tickets at 7:30. So you got like 50 minutes to eat.
Well, I had crammed a piece of watermelon in my mouth, and I didn't know you were going to answer the phone.
You mean after we played the Journey song? You didn't know we're going to answer the phone after we played the Journey song. The thing with Journey at 30.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. All right. Just checking. 248-398-WCSX. Our studio number, 248-398-9279. What would you do Wednesday? This one involves a wedding dilemma.
Yeah, this guy's the best man at a wedding. The wedding is taking place next month. Now, the bride has told him and everybody she does not want to be hit in the face with wedding cake at the reception. Because she's going through, like, all this hella makeup activity prior to the wedding, and she doesn't want to ruin it, right? She's even told this person to physically stop her husband-to-be if necessary. Here's the problem, though. The husband-to-be, the groom, texted this best man and said he's going to do it anyway. Oh, my goodness.
What do you do? Do you tell her what he says? Do I tell her what he said? Do I tackle the groom at the reception? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You can call, you can text, you can join the conversation on our Facebook page. What would you do if you're him?
I would tell her.
Now, what? Okay, that was my first thing, was like, yeah, you got to tell her. If you do that, as the best man for the groom, does he trust you from this point on? Have you screwed up your relationship with him?
Yeah, but you're about to get married, and you're about to really make your soon-to-be wife incredibly angry, and let's just say it's not going to be a fun honeymoon if that happens.
Well, like she says here, 4 hours to put in makeup, not going to ruin it. Yeah, wow. I don't know. 248-398-WCSX. I definitely am not going to tackle the groom at the reception. I'm not going to reach in and grab his arm, because that'll be on video forever. Right? You wouldn't want it to get to that point. I don't know. It's a tough one. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Kathy told me, do not do the cake in the face thing.
And you didn't do it.
No. Didn't care. I've never quite understood where that came from anyway.
I don't know. I don't want cake stuck in my face
you
unless
would eat
I'm
it,
eating
right?
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would never get there. Like, ah, blah, 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 blah. You'd lose a hand if you did that during the week. But I understand, though. For a guy, it's pretty simple. We shave, we get dressed up, we put on our tux, we get married. For you, the gown and everything else and the makeup and hair and everything is going to be just right, even at the reception.
That's not a very nice groom, though. If she specifically said, please don't do this, and he's still going to do it, that they're going to get a divorce, like, right away. Just saying.
How would you read into it Wednesday? Oh, no. Maybe he just thinks it's going to be funny and cool, and you know, once they get in the moment, she'll be happy with it.
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to cover for him. He's going to get trained for this one.
Yeah, that's bad.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. What would you do Wednesday? We'll get to your calls next.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
CSX, Big Jim's house, 650. Big Jim, Aaron B., Producer Ryan, our first year anniversary show today. Happy anniversary, Aaron.
Happy anniversary, Jim and Producer Ryan.
Who's also known as the Kidney Stone Kid. He's going to reenact the Evel Knievel Caesar's Palace jump this morning live on Facebook around 7:15. He'll be riding a girl's huffy bicycle down our hallway, jumping a kiddie pool filled with a Caesar salad mix. What could go wrong? He'll be fine. Listen to him. He's excited.
Just gonna send it.
He's ready to go. So again, we'll do that for our first anniversary. It is a What Would You Do Wednesday. We were talking in the studio. I'm not sure this married couple is going to make it to their first anniversary.
I don't think so either. Here's the scenario. A guy is the best man at a wedding that takes place next month, and the bride has told him and everyone involved in the wedding, please do not smash me in the face with cake at the wedding reception. She has made it abundantly clear she does not want this to happen.
She even told him to physically stop him if necessary. But tell the best man to stop the groom if he goes to do this at the reception.
Well, the groom texted the best man and said, I'm going to do it anyhow.
He said this.
Just going to send it.
Yeah. So he's planning on hitting her in the face with this. So what do you do? Do you tell her what he said? Do you tackle the groom at the reception? 248-398-WCSX. I'm going to lean with you on this one, Aaron. I think you tell her. You have to, don't you?
I look at it as, in this situation, the husband is unilaterally making a decision that he knows his wife will not like.
Right.
How much respect is there?
That's not a good way to start your wedding.
No.
Yeah, your marriage. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. A couple of messages coming in.
Oh, lots of great ones. On Facebook, we have Kathy saying, tell the groom to start this mantra early. Happy wife, happy life.
You're damn right.
Lisa says you need to tell her. Magda says you need to decide who you're going to stick with during the divorce. Lindsay says, just let him do it. I told my hubby I didn't want it either at our wedding. And what did he do? He did it anyways and got my niece and nephew involved. And she put a LOL. Charlie says, sit back and enjoy the show. It's not your job. I look at it this way, though. Like, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you take into account their feelings about certain things before you make a decision.
Sure.
If your wife said, I don't want cake smashed in my face.
And she did. We got married 25 years ago. She told me that.
And you didn't do it.
No, it never even crossed my mind. She's like, I don't care. I'm like, you know, she said, please don't do that. I spent too much time getting ready to go and makeup and stuff. I'm like, cool, totally get that. Never even crossed my mind that I would do that just for fun. I think some friends thought maybe I would do it, but no, I would never do that. No.
Because you know it would upset her.
Yeah, not on your wedding day.
Wait till after.
Yeah, wait 6 months later when you're down in the basement drinking beer, watching football all day. That's when they can get mad at you. David, go ahead, bud.
I would definitely side on not putting the cake on the face, man. You're going to live with that woman for the rest of your life. And what's the loss for him not doing it? There's really no loss for him not to do it. There's a lot to lose by doing it.
Good point, man. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. What would you do Wednesday? Cake in the face. You're the best man. Do you stop it?
All right.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Big Jim, Aaron V, Producer Ryan, our first anniversary show today. And we're talking about weddings, which could lead to an anniversary. And you and I have both been in the studio going, I'm not sure how long this wedding's going to last. But it's all about a best man this morning. And what do you do?
Yes, the bride has told the best man and everybody involved in the wedding she does not want cake smashed in her face. She spent a lot of money on her hair and makeup and everything. The groom, however, texted the best man and said, I'm going to do it anyhow.
I'm a gonna. It's just, we've been talking about this for a little bit, Aaron. I think we're both like, dude, that does not bode well for your wedding.
Your marriage in general.
Yeah, kind of reading into it.
If she specifically says, don't do this, and you do it anyhow, then your honeymoon's going to suck.
248-398. Yeah, you're watching a lot of football on your own. Mike and Fenton, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
We're good. So?
So, do you really want to marry somebody that takes 4 hours to put up makeup?
It's their wedding day, though. Like, maybe they're normal the rest of the time, but for your wedding pictures, you want to look perfect.
4 hours?
It takes a lot to get ready for a wedding. Just saying.
Boy, she's covering up something major there if it takes 4 hours.
Well, I'm still convinced that the Eric Clapton song, Wonderful Tonight, is him just said in an angry way, you look wonderful, can we go? That's all it is.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you're saying, but what about the cake, though? Should the best man stop him or not?
Oh, I wouldn't even show up. Oh, and 4 hours?
Wow.
Wow.
I would nail her. I would nail her.
All right.
I mean, I'd just hit her with the cake.
There you go. Thank you, bud. I'm not giving his number out on the air. 248-398-WCSX. Comments coming in text messages as well and Facebook comments.
Yeah, the best man needs to talk some sense into the groom and put a stop to it before he gives his new wife ammunition to use against him for the rest of his life. Plus, who wants an angry bride at the reception? Not me. I think the best man needs to point out all the cons of doing that to a soon-to-be husband who clearly has his head up his bum. Because it wouldn't be funny if she punches him in the face and kicks his bum in front of everyone.
No, it would be funny, but more of a viral video way, not a loving relationship way.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more call. Mike, we got another Mike. Mike, morning.
Morning. Hey, unless this guy's, the best man's got the reflexes of the Flash, there's no way he's going to stop it anyway, because the groom's there feeding her the cake, and it's just like a half inch of motion from his arm, he's going to smash the cake. And just let it go. It's their deal. Let them do what they want
to
do.
Now, would you say something to her, though, or just stay out of it?
I'd stay out of it. It's just, you're just the best man. You're just there to support him, and that's it, you know? What are you going to do? You can't stop it anyway. If he's going to do it, he's going to do it. That's his decision.
Yeah.
So then who do you remain friends with when they get divorced?
I doubt that's going to happen over that piece of cake.
Yeah, if the
it's
dude's
all about laughs and having some fun, taking the seriousness out of it, you know, having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well.
Not if you spend $300 on makeup and hair.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, Mike. Be interested to see how this plays out. But we will follow up with the guy because the wedding's like, what was it, next month? So we'll find out what happens.
Good luck.
All right, bud. Hey, Mike, thanks for listening in the morning, too, man. We appreciate you calling as well.
Hey, take care.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-WCSX. And maybe there's an app or something that maybe get one of the people to come in and clean off cake off a bride's face at a reception. You don't think that would be one of those you could use?
You know, it might. You know, let me go back on the Tackle app and check because everything else is on there. Tackle, we've been talking about this since Monday, Jim. It's here to help make your life easier. You can get your house clean, handyman work done. Maybe you have a bunch of junk in your yard need hauled away. Maybe you just need your lawn cut. All of these options are on the Tackle app. And what's cool is they connect you to background check providers who show up ready to work in an hour or two. And all of the chores and the things that you want to have done are already pre-priced on the app. So you know what you're going to pay, and you pay through the app. So you don't have to keep cash on hand or write checks to people. It's really simple. It is an amazing app. So if you need a small job or chore done to help make your life easier, then download the Tackle app for free. It's T-A-K-L. Download it now and let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your to-do list done. I mentioned did the garage cleaning, about to have some plants and stuff taken care of in the garden because I just don't have time to do it right now. And then I was even looking at maybe having my windows clean on the outside of the house and the siding power washed. Those are all options on the Tackle.
See, that's awesome. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
T-A-K-L, that's Tackle. Treat yourself to Tackle.
CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, and the Kidney Stone Kid. Did he make it? You'll have to watch the video. It's on our Facebook Live. He was jumping a kiddie pool with a Caesar salad kid in it, just like Evel Knievel would have back in the day for Caesars for our first anniversary today down the hallway. Whew. Were you nervous? I got nervous when he took off.
I was worried he was going to. The only thing I was concerned about, to be honest, was him smashing through the glass doors at the end of the hallway.
And wrecking the Caesars kit.
Yes, because now I have lunch today.
So he hit. I will tell you this much. He did clip the Caesars kit, and Aaron walks in mowing on a piece of it. Lettuce is still good. You're like Bill Murray in Caddyshack. Still good. You guys still have this. Again, we put the video up. It's on Facebook, WCSX and Big Jim's House. You guys want this? You going to eat the whole kid, or are you going to share some? Or just?
Do you want some lettuce?
Not from Ryan's rear tire on
the
bike.
Well, I didn't take
the bag.
I kept the stuff in the bag. I didn't take the stuff from.
Okay. Oh, so funny, man. Yeah, anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House, WCSX. Also, at WCSX, we share that over. What would you do Wednesday? We'll get back to those calls in a second. We were kind of concerned that maybe if Ryan got hurt, and he is okay, by the way. It didn't go exactly according to plan, but you'll see it in the video. We were concerned maybe we'd have to call 911 or something, right? Because if he got hurt, what are we going to do? Now, in England, I think I knew this. It's 999.
Correct.
Is the number you call. So, even in England, people call for not exactly the most urgent of matters. Like, this lady had an issue with her, well, here.
Police emergency.
Hi there, darling. I need to report a crime, please.
Yeah, what's happened?
Basically, what it is, I've gone and had my eyebrows done yesterday. Basically, she's hurt me. She's done my eyebrows without a skin patch.
This does not
test.
Sound like a police emergency. This sounds like a trading standards complaint. Okay, if you're not happy with the procedure, go to trading standards, okay?
Well, no problem. If you ain't going to deal with it, I'll deal with it.
That's, hello, darling. She messed up my eyebrows.
They're so polite.
They are.
Our conversations go way differently here.
It is the best part. The beginning of that.
Hello, right. Darling.
Police emergency.
Hi there, darling. I need to report a crime, please.
Yeah, what's happened?
Hello, darling.
No. Tonight on Dateline NBC.
I'm going to get my eyebrows done.
CSX. Don't forget, Journey on the 30 coming up in minutes. Also, Journey and Love and Touch and Squeezing. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
Teresa,
where are you calling from this morning?
Brighton.
What you doing?
Driving to work.
Okay, stay focused on the road, but we're asking you these questions because you know what caller you are?
31.
Yeah. 30. Yes!
30. Your caller number 30. You won yourself.
Oh, yes! 30.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Journey on the 30s. You won yourself a pair of tickets to see Journey with Def Leppard and the Pretenders at Comerica Park this Friday, and you're in the running for the grand prize, which is a seat upgrade, dinner for two at the Elwood, and free parking the night of the show.
All right.
All right. Okay, cool. Hey, thanks for listening this morning, too. We appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, hold on. Ryan will talk to you next year. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. A Journey on the 30, that means 630, 730, 830, 930. Every day this week, tickets for Friday's huge show at Comerica Park with Def Leppard, Journey, and
the Pretenders.
I was just reading, before we get to the stunt, a real quick note. Phil Collins, the guitarist from Def Leppard.
Didn't he just have a baby?
He is, yeah.
Well, Helen didn't have a baby.
Helen did. What we found out, though, was Phil had to leave, and he said it publicly now so we can talk about this. His wife died during birth and was brought back to life.
Oh, my goodness.
She's fine now. Helen's fine. And, yeah, we'll talk with Phil hopefully before Friday, but we're just finding out about this publicly, at least, that, yeah. Their first kid, and she, something went wrong during childbirth, but yeah, they brought her back. Oh. I've heard of that happening before, actually. I mean, you know, the blood loss and everything else during childbirth, but we're glad that Phil's back on tour. More importantly, his wife Helen is an absolute sweetheart, one of the coolest people you'd ever meet. So I'm glad that they're okay and the baby's fine too. So
I didn't know all that. I knew she had the baby, but I didn't know all of
Nobody did. That was not, yeah, something he was letting out. He just recently talked about it. Okay, moving forward. Again, those Journey tickets coming up 8:30 and 9:30 this morning. It's our one-year anniversary show today, so we figured, what's a better way to do it, Dan?
Just gonna send it!
You guys came up with the names. This is hopefully your show as well. You guys are all part of this. And then we came up with the most creative stunt in the world. We couldn't figure out how to recreate the Evel Knievel Caesar's Palace jump, so we did it in the hallway with a kiddie pool and a Caesar salad kit in the pool.
And a girl's pink Huffy bicycle for like a six-year-old.
With tassels. So producer Ryan, who was it, Bob? Who came up with that yesterday? Bill? Bob?
It was Bob. Bob came up with the nickname, stunt nickname, the kidney stone kid.
Because Ryan had kidney stones a couple weeks ago before he went on vacation. So all this to get him to go down the hallway, jump this kiddie pool with the bicycle on a very sketchy ramp. He had about 18 feet and then less than 10 feet just to stop. Here's some of the audio from the video. Now, if you want to see the entire video, we will text you the link for our Facebook page. That would be
video.
Yeah, V-I-D-E-O. Here's a little bit of it. Kidney Stone Kid, are you ready? Yeah. Here we go!
Oh! Oh! Crashing. Open. I might have another kidney stone. Oh.
You're right.
I almost had it.
You okay?
The back tire on the back of it. I almost had it.
You almost had it, man. I'm just going to send it.
You can't unsee his shorts.
He's wearing a vest, no shirt underneath, a very tight leather vest, and he hikes his shorts up all the way. They're like dolphin running shorts from the 80s or something.
No, they look like a Depends.
Well, based on how sketchy that was. Took you back, though, to being a kid. Remember, we talked about this on Monday. When you're a kid, you were either going to be Evel Knievel or the bus. And that was one of, wasn't that how we did it? You set up a ramp, stacked up some books, and jumped things. What a knucklehead, man.
It could have went very poorly. You have to see the video, but there were some concerns.
Yeah, remember Evel when he landed in London and he hit on the ramp for the buses and he kind of bounced?
Yes.
Ryan does something like that, right? The way he hits with the rear tire and kind of goes to the right.
His trajectory wasn't high enough.
No. Yeah. Elon Musk couldn't have fixed that trajectory, man. He was way off. Again, if you want to see the video, and I see lots of people texting in right now, 248-398-WCSX, of course, the keyword is...
video.
For your anniversary, man, I enjoy myself immensely with you guys.
Hey, thank you, Hangman. Yeah, today's our first anniversary at Big Jim's House. Thank you guys so much for being part of the show.
We're getting a bunch of tweets and messages about that this morning, too. Mike got in touch wishing us a happy anniversary. Lola got in touch on Twitter wishing us a happy anniversary. And our friend James, who does great artwork, did an anniversary picture, which is posted on our Big Jim's House Facebook page. It's so cute.
It was for our first year anniversary jump with our producer, Ryan, the Kidney Stone Kid, dressed up as a stuntman, and rode a girl's Huffy bike down the hallway and jumped a kiddie pool with a Caesar salad kit. We basically did what Evel Knievel did, just on a much smaller scale in the hallway in the studio. Now, if you want to see that video, you got to see it. Because, you know, what we'll do is we're just going to send it.
Just going to send it.
That's what he said as he went down the hallway and you can see the aftermath.
We'll send it right to your phone. Just text the keyword video to 248-398-9279.
He didn't quite make it. He's okay, though. He's in the other room working. You're all right, Ryan. I mean, you're okay? He's okay. Okay, good. Want to make sure he's okay. Because... with those shorts as tight as they were?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't unsee that.
When he landed.
Just gonna send it.
All right. 248-398-WCSX keyword video. Speaking of video, I think this is the cutest thing we've had in a long time. It's so sweet, and it's such a genuine moment. This couple was getting, it was a surprise proposal, I think in New Mexico or something, like one of these beautiful cliffs, you know, the overlooks. And they had an older gentleman who was there, and he's just a happy grandpa, retired guy. He's got his hat on backwards. You can see he's just kind of out having a good old time. And he was going to film the proposal. Yeah. So he had the camera with him, the phone, except, well, he had it in selfie mode. So listen to see if you can figure out what happened during this conversation.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Christopher,
yes, sir.
I didn't know it was going to happen, but I sure said something.
I wanted to tell you so bad.
Give her that ring and give her the biggest smile, man. Woohoo! Was it on video?
Was it you know it was backwards? You were filming your face all the
time. You jerky.
Your face was on backwards?
Oh,
awesome.
Oh, man.
We'll watch it. It's fine.
But I didn't really.
You turkey.
He had it in selfie mode and it was facing him the entire time. So you get to see his expression when the guy pops the question.
And it's a genuine happy. It's so sweet.
I'm telling you, if you're in a bad mood or something, man, just watch this video. And it didn't go right, but not everything in life goes right. But the way they acted and reacted to it is fantastic. We'll text you that as well. Of course, the keyword is...
Grandpa.
And I was so paranoid about making sure that we had the video set right after having that video so you could see Ryan try to, castrate himself this morning.
Came close, to be honest.
Yeah. He's sitting there with a bag of frozen peas. What does that mean?
Side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's House.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
Thank you, April. Okay, here we go. We got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to go?
Ready.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. All right, we have our three players. Jeff, you're representing Down River. Chris, you're representing the east side. Matt, the west side. Jeff, if you know the answer, you yell out down. Chris, you will yell out east. Matt, you will yell out west. Here we go.
Perfect.
Question number one. And don't answer till Ryan calls on you. I forgot to throw that in there.
Yeah, Ryan will call on you, then we'll call on you.
That makes sense.
Seamless.
Okay.
Yeah. We got this.
All right. Question number one. This Motor City car staple normally held in winter at Cobo Hall could be moving to June.
Down.
Down.
Down. Let's go down. Jeff, what do you got?
The Autorama.
Not Autorama. Ooh, okay.
West did come in after.
Okay. Matt, what do you want to take a shot at it?
The Detroit Auto Show.
That's right.
There you
okay,
go.
There you go. First question, West Side. Question number two. This fast food chain was giving away free chicken if you showed up dressed like a cow yesterday.
Down.
Down.
Down. You got this one, Jeff?
That's Chick-fil-A.
There it is. Chick-fil-A. All right, so West Side with one, Downriver with one. Question number three, Aaron.
The original Lando Calrissian, played by Billy Dee Williams, is reportedly coming back to this film franchise.
West.
West.
Down.
Was that West?
West for the win.
Matt for the win?
Star Wars.
Oh!
There we go.
Star Wars! La-da-da-dee.
Good job, Matt. Everybody.
Yep.
Thank you. Except for you, Chris.
He hung up, too. You just ran him off. Sorry, Chris. Sorry. Okay. Jeff, hey, thanks for playing, brother.
Hey, no problem. Take it easy, guys.
Matt, congratulations. You're going to go see the Femmes of Rock this Sunday.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
It's going to be a great show. Now, for everybody else who's listening, and if you haven't got your tickets, it's not too late, but they're going really quick. So what you need to do is...
text the keyword ROCK to 248-398-9279. I will send all the info right to your phone. And remember, if you buy a ticket, it is helping out people who need help. It's all about fundraising. So text the keyword ROCK to 248-398-WCSX, and hopefully we see you there this Sunday at the Emerald Theater.
Okay. Hey, Matt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Give me one good West Side.
West Side.
Nice.
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah.
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
We talk about Mother Waddles here a lot at CSX because we've seen what they can do firsthand. I've witnessed it. They've helped out friends and folks of the station for a long time. Rick Fraser is just a great guy, and everybody at Mother Waddles, the whole organization, they just treat you with respect, and they treat the veterans here in the Motor City with respect. How do I know this? How can I prove this to you? Well, how about this for an example? Mother Waddles teamed up with the Michigan Veterans Foundation to feed homeless vets 300 meals a day right here in Detroit. That's right. That's just one of the things that they do. Something that started really with Mother Waddles. I mean, when you go to motherwaddles.org, read about her. Her whole mindset was to help out people here in the community that need a helping hand. And that's what they've done. Mother Waddles is Michigan's largest car donation program. It's a name you can trust. Blue Book Value tax deduction for your car. And then they wind up giving that car to the poorest of the poor. You're going to change somebody's life here in the Motor City. Even if it's not running, they'll make arrangements to come pick it up for you, and they treat you with respect. I say that all the time because your time is important. 313-WADDLES. 313-WADDLES is the number to call. Or again, go to their website, motherwaddles.org. And thanks again to everyone at Mother Waddles that takes extra time out of their day to help out Michigan veterans, working with the Michigan Veterans Foundation to feed homeless vets 300 meals a day right here in Detroit. Mother Waddles, you're thinking about donating the car? Today is the day. Go to motherwaddles.org or call them 313-WADDLES, 313-WADDLES. CSX, Big Jim's House, 821. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, our first anniversary show. It's 1 year ago today. We started this whole thing. We turned the key to our house and opened up the door to you, the listener.
Wow, that was very...
I have it on a script here. I got it from Hallmark. Couldn't find a one-year anniversary radio card.
I could
do better than that, probably. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and we really do appreciate everybody joining the conversation like you do every morning and being part of the show. And our producer Ryan, the Kidney Stone Kid this morning, our first anniversary jump. If you want to see the video, we will send it to you, of course. The keyword being
video. Send that to 248-398-9279. We'll send it right back to your phone, and you can sit there and...
If you're wondering, watch it and try to figure out how high those shorts are hiked up. If you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, we decided for our anniversary we would celebrate by reenacting Evel Knievel's jump of the fountain at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. But we didn't have a motorcycle, a fountain, or a ramp. So
he wasn't riding my bike, that's for sure.
No, so it was producer Ryan with a hockey helmet on, wearing a leather vest and nothing else, his shorts hiked up, on a girl's huffy bicycle, jumping a kiddie pool with a Caesar salad kit in it.
And it's pink bike with streamers.
Yeah. It's also on Instagram, too. Big Jim's House WCSX on Instagram if you want to watch it. Here's a little bit of the audio.
Kidney Stone Kid, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go!
Oh.
He didn't quite make it.
Blew it open.
Did you say blew it open?
Yeah.
You said blew it open?
You're right.
I almost had it.
Okay? I think he was talking about his man bits.
Open. Oh, no, 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 no.
Just gonna send it.
Oh, man. Anyway, you want to see that? It's Instagram, Big Jim's House, WCSX, or we'll text it to you. See the text messages coming in. 248-398-WCSX. Keyword is
video.
Oh, God. Yeah, really? You'd say man bits. See, we all cringe. With it's a bunch of people driving to work right now in Detroit going, oh, God.
But I thought that's what he hurt on the bicycle.
You're okay, though, right? Okay.
All right. We just got a thumbs up.
Okay. Because that's okay. Anyway, what would you do Wednesday? I want to get back to this a little bit before we get to our journey on the 30, which is coming up in about what? How many minutes?
7 minutes.
Look at her, little Miss Math.
Actually, 6 now.
Okay. You sure? Just gonna send it. Okay. What would you do Wednesday involves anyone who's been involved in a wedding can relate to what this best man is going through.
Yeah. He said that the bride told him and everybody involved in the wedding that she does not want to be hit in the face with wedding cake because she's spending a lot of money on her makeup and hair that day and she doesn't want to ruin it.
Get it?
She even told the best man to physically stop the groom if necessary. Oof. Here's the problem. The groom texted the best man and said he's going to do it anyhow.
He said this.
Just going to send it.
Okay. Now, what do you do if you're him? Do you tell her what he said? Do you tackle the groom at the reception? How forceful are you as the best man? What would you do? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You can send us a message. Obviously, you can join the conversation on Facebook. Lots of talk on Facebook and also via text message this morning, Aaron.
Yeah, Jackie says, ask him if he wants to hear about it for the rest of his life because she's going to be furious and never forget it. I tell her so she can deal with her groom beforehand. Tom says, save the man, tackle him. Ron says, let him do his thing. He'll pay the price now or later in life, just saying. Lane says after she dumps him, remind them both plenty of fish is free. Then Tom says, oh my gosh, I literally went through this a couple weeks ago. My wife told me the same thing, but I did it anyway. She smiled and laughed.
Oh, I saw you just did the hand on the chin kind of thing. You're like, no.
To me, and I agree with Valerie's comment. She says this speaks volumes to the groom's lack of respect for his bride's feelings. It's the most important day of their lives, and this is his behavior. It's very immature and hurtful. I look at it this way. No. She doesn't want it to happen. She spent a lot of money on her makeup and hair.
And she's announced it to everyone. Everyone knows that she does not want to get hit in the face with a piece of cake at a reception.
And you're still going to do it? Ooh.
What would you do if you're the best man in this situation? Do you tell her? Do you tackle the groom? See, to me, that's why I'm always a big fan of wedding barbecue instead of wedding cake, because you can't pick up a brisket and hit someone in the face with it.
Well, you can.
That's just sexy. Yeah, baby.
I'm going to just censor myself.
Save that for the honeymoon. Get her done. 248-398-WCSX. Journey on the 30 coming up. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron B, producer Ryan, 837, 70 degrees already. Again, the video, if you want to see our one-year anniversary jump that producer Ryan, the Kidney Stone Kid, did, we will text that to you. The keyword is
video.
And it's also on our Facebook page, Instagram, Big Jim's House, WCSX. Pretty damn funny. The last line in the video is you yelling, pull your pants up.
Oh, no, pull them down.
Pull your pants down.
Not like so we can see all of his man bits, but the fact that he had them hiked up to his chest and they looked like a pair of Depends undergarments.
He was trying to protect himself when he made the jump. Again, we'll text that to you. I totally understand, Ron. He's okay. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, being
video.
Now, our housecast, we do this after the show every day. It's a great way for you to subscribe on iTunes. If you miss something during the show, you can get the whole stream of that as well. We put that up. But we also get some pretty interesting folks that come on with us. Everybody knows what happened Friday. I would assume most people by this point know the St. Clair, the fire, where they were welding, right? Was it a welding?
This is what I heard on the news is that a welder was on the top deck, the fourth floor.
Right.
Welding, and a spark went to the second floor because there wasn't a wood planking on the third floor.
It's just kind of fell down into the boat.
Fell down into the boat, and by the time they got down there to put it out, it just got out of control.
Now, if you want to see the update, someone took a drone and actually went down there. I think it was like Monday and went over it. And plus our interview with Ron Cattu, who Ron's one of the owners of the St. Clair, the entire thing, we will send you that link as well. It's really simple. Of course, the keyword is
Boblo.
Yeah, B-O-B-L-O. But we talked with Ron yesterday, and I know you and I felt like I was the one being the bad guy here. I was talking about maybe it was an appropriate Viking funeral, because we'd heard all these stories about kind of half things about what they were really going to do with the St. Clair, right? Remember you'd hear things like, well, it's just going to be a haunted house. Or it's going to be a bar, and it's not really going to do anything. And you're kind of like, well, all right.
Well, then what's the point?
Right. Maybe we should just wrap it up. And we talked to Ron. Here's part of the conversation. We asked him, so what were you guys going to do with this boat?
We wanted to have her as a dockside attraction where people, you know, we had so many artifacts from Babel and souvenirs that we were going to put all throughout the ship where people can come and enjoy the boat, get a historical tour. You know, we were going to have a concession stand, a candy store, an ice cream shop, a bobble boat, a bobble souvenir stand. But that was part of it. The other plan was to have the boat available for people to rent out for their private parties, you know, weddings, graduations.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then, oh yeah, absolutely. And then we also wanted to have public events. For example, you know, a 70s dance night on the boat, comedy shows. You know, we were going to put a haunted house on the boat in October. We were going to make the boat Four Seasons and do things during the holidays as well. So it wasn't just going to be, you know, a walk through a tour museum. You know, we actually had a whole lot of plans for the boat. And, you know, and in 20 minutes, you know, they all kind of went right down, you know, history right there.
Ron, I have to ask, why did you buy the boat in the first place?
Just like, I grew up in Detroit. When my mom and dad would tell me we were going to go to Babel next Sunday, I mean, that's, you know, it was the greatest thing in the world to me. And when I came across the boat, I the opportunity was there for me to buy it. I fell in love with the idea of bringing her back. I thought, what a great thing! And you know, and then the more people I talked to about the boat, and saw how much they loved it as well. To me, it just made sense.
Here's Ron, Ron Cato, one of the owners of the St. Clair. Now, there's more information. I know they got a GoFundMe page. They're trying to get some money up as well. It's going to cost a lot because, you know, he had over $100,000 put into this as well. If you want to see the video, the drone video of it, we'll send that to you. Of course, the keyword would be
Pablo.
Yeah, and for our housecast as well, you can check out all that interview there with Ron. And I'm curious to see what you guys take in. Is on it after you hear it. But 248-398-WCSX. Again, just text us Pablo for that. Now, Aaron has been telling me about this app since we got back on Monday. And the more I think about it, it's one of those genius things that you're like, how come somebody didn't come up with this sooner? Because it's a great idea.
Well, especially if you're super busy and you have like tons of things around your house and all kinds of things that you can't get done. Like, for example, maybe you need your garage cleaned out or you need your lawn cut because you're going out of town and you don't have time to take care of it. Okay, so the app is called Tackle, T-A-K-L. And it's here to help make your life easier. And oh my goodness, is it ever.
Great idea.
There are like hundreds of chores listed on there with set prices. They're pre-priced, so you can choose from them. You know how much it's going to cost. You don't have to pay money up front. Like you pay through the app, so no cash or checks. And what happens is Tackle connects you to background checked providers who show up at your house ready to do the work. So if you're ready to help someone make your life easier, download the Tackle app for free. Don't miss out if you need a small job or a chore done. Maybe you bought a new flat screen and you need it hung up on the wall in the living room. They can do that too. Just download the free Tackle app now and let Tackle show you how great it feels to get that to-do list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L, T-A-K-L. Treat yourself to Tackle.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim Aaron V, and producer Ryan, 8:55, and on What Would You Do Wednesday. It's interesting this morning, sometimes when we do What Would You Do Wednesday topics, it's all phone calls. And then sometimes, like for today, I think people have put a little more thought, I'm not saying more thought, but more thought in shaping their response. We get a ton of text messages today, and also a lot of people on Facebook as well. If you're just tuning in this morning, this is an actual thing that's going to happen next month, this best man at a wedding, and the bride has said what?
That she does not want cake smashed in her face at the reception because she paid a lot of money for her dress or hair or makeup and everything. And she doesn't want it ruined. It's her special day. Here's the problem, though. The groom texted the best man and said he's going to do it anyhow.
So what do you do if you're the best man? 248-398-WCSX or studio number, obviously. But you can call, text, or on Facebook. You were just reading one?
Oh, my gosh. William just, what an eloquent message. He said, why would you do anything to ruin your wife's special day that she's been planning her whole life? And there is some validity to that because as women, like our wedding is our dream day.
Oh, remember, you know? That was almost an episode of Friends. I remember there was I don't remember exactly where it was, but there was a thing where they explained the difference. Like as guys, we want to get married. We love who we're marrying, but you're right. For most women, it's something you've been thinking about your entire life, that wedding day.
Right. Well, he goes on to say, this is the woman that's going to take care of your children while you're out working on cars, jamming in your band, etc., and still find time to fix you dinner and wash your clothes. Respect her and cherish the work she does because she loves you. Pretty hard to get your bros to play along with you every now and then. Happy wife, happy life. Respect the wife.
Okay. Yeah. I'm down with that.
It, you know, it puts things in perspective, though. You know, like some people are saying, oh, well, the pictures are already over by the reception time. Doesn't matter. If I spend $2,000 on a wedding dress,
yeah, and
I don't want blue icing all over it.
No. And it is a respect thing, too. And beyond that, I think the most important thing is you're going on your honeymoon. What kind of honeymoon do you want to have?
If your wife is not happy
with you.
What
kind of honeymoon do you want to have?
You're going to be alone.
That's not
sitting
what you,
on a beach with a margarita.
There's not a guy in the world that wants to have a lonely honeymoon. Not a guy in the world, man. If that means all I have to do is not hit her in the face with a piece of cake, fine. 0.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan with you. Don't forget, Journey on the 30, every morning this week, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Tickets to go see Journey, Def Leppard, and
the Pretenders at Comerica Park, and you'll be in the grand prize running for a seat upgrade, dinner for two at the Elwood, and free parking at the Elwood the
night.
Nothing
wrong with
show.
That. Thanks again to our friends at the Elwood for helping out with us as well. So we'll do that at 9:30 this morning. Today is also a big day for anyone who loves Slurpees. Today is Slurpee Day, right? You go get the free Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Oh.
And then I saw the billboard this morning that you had mentioned in the studio Monday.
Yes. It looks so good. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Captain Crunch with Crunch Berry Slurpee.
Because the one thing that's been missing from Slurpees all this year is more sugar. You know, I mean, we've really not been able to put sugary stuff into a Slurpee. So I'm so glad that the folks at 7-Eleven.
You know, you want to try it.
Oh, I will. The greatest Slurpee flavor I've ever had is the Verner's one.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That was good.
That's ridiculous. Although there's one thing they need to bring back.
What?
7-Eleven, if you're listening, you got to bring this back. You're damn right. Slurpee Rock Cups, they were the best. And I was looking at photos of Slurpee Rock Cups back in the day because I remember getting all the Kiss ones, and it was hard to find, like, Gene was one of them.
Yeah.
One of them you couldn't get. They had Bachman Turner Overdrive. But then you would get maybe it's me, but I seem to remember that you couldn't pick which one you got next. So, like, they would hand you the cup. They had, a metal sleeve behind the counter, and they would hand you the next one. So you were rolling the dice to see which Slurpee Rock Cup you were going to get. But some of them weren't cool. Some of them were, like, you'd get the composer, Paul Williams. Remember, like, the little short dude?
Yeah.
Would be on the,
no.
Yeah. So you get Bachman Turner Overdrive and Kiss and all these other ones, and then all of a sudden you get Paul Williams.
I remember being upset at my brother because he put cigarettes out in my Merle Haggard rock cup.
Yeah, it was that because you were like. And then you wind up getting like Starland Vocal Band or something. I'm like, you know.
Starland. Well, they had a Peter Frampton. I remember the Peter Frampton one.
I put a picture up. It's on our Facebook page, too. You can see the stack one. The Frampton one was around, yeah. David Cassidy.
Yes.
I don't know. Does he really fall under the category?
Not really rock. I mean, no. It would still be a cool one to have.
There's some other ones up there, too. But, yeah, they're pretty damn funny. I mean, if you think about what they considered rock back then, or just putting all sorts of people. But I just remember getting that Paul Williams one going,
why do you have Paul Williams?
What? I mean, you know, I love the Rainbow Connection, but I never really consider it rock. All right, happy Slurpee Day. You going to go get a Slurpee now?
Yes.
Are you? Okay.
I'm going to try that new Captain Crunch with Crunch Berry Slurpee.
You know what good with that?
What?
Pineapple rum.
Oh. Yeah.
Boy, just took that to a place. All right, enjoy your Slurpees. And remember,
it's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh, do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook!
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan wrapping up our anniversary show here. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, we will have more Journey on the 30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Tickets for Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders. Want to say hi to Vara, V-A-R-A, Vara. Loaf and Pound Italian Deli, Ford Road in Westland.
Ooh.
Stop by there and say hi. Also want to say a quick shout out to our buddy Ernie. Ernie's Market right here around the corner from our radio station.
Uh-huh.
Very popular, famous sandwich shop. People come from all over. It's Ernie's birthday. If you've never been to Ernie's
Market. Oh, happy birthday, Ernie.
Hey, baby. Who loves you, baby?
You celebrate your birthday on our anniversary.
We do. We've got to stop by there and go say hi to Ernie. All right. Well, happy anniversary, Aaron.
Happy anniversary, work husband, Jim.
Work husband.
And my work delinquent son who lives in our basement, producer
just
Ryan.
Gonna send it.
I was just gonna ask you that, or if you were just gonna send it.
Oh yeah, that we're playing that in honor of Ryan, the kidney stone kid who did our anniversary jump. If you want to see the video, of course, we will text that to you. 248-398 WCSX. The keyword is
video.
Yeah, real quick, I wanted to ask you a movie question. Again, I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp yesterday. If you like it, if you like the first one, you'll love the second one.
I like Paul Rudd.
It's funny. It is not like an earth-shattering Marvel movie. It is just a fun movie, though. So, really enjoyed it. By the way, Michelle Pfeiffer's in it.
What?
Yeah. I'm not going to give anything else away. But
does she look good, though?
She looks fantastic.
Because I love her.
You're going to like her. She's, it's. I liked it more than I thought it would. Now, there's one more little bit of superhero news I wanted to ask you, see what you think about this.
Okay.
They are finally doing a standalone Joker movie.
Yes, with Joaquin Phoenix.
That's perfect.
He is crazy anyhow, so he fits right in there with
Joker. That's what I'm saying. It's all going to be an origin story for him. I don't know if they're going to do, this is really nerdy, but I'm going to do it. There's two different ones. The one where he was the gangster kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then there's one that they did a Batman Origins thing where he was a stand-up comedian and he was cross-paths with Batman and everything went sideways. And then into the vat of acid, that stuff. So there's two different angles they could go with. The Killing Joke, I think, was the name of that one. But Joaquin Phoenix is, as the Joker, perfect.
Perfect casting.
And you know who plays Batman?
Who?
Producer Ryan, because you know why?
Just gonna send it!
Yeah, I got it right there, man. There we go. Okay, we're done.
Always look on the bright.
Jolene's coming in next. Got to get her to get a picture of her rat car. We should talk about that tomorrow. If I can get her to take a photo, or I'm going to go take a picture in her car. Her car was attacked by a rat.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. We'll talk about the rat car. Again, everybody, thanks for being part of the show with us every day, our first anniversary. Lots of stuff to touch on tomorrow morning. We'll have those journey tickets. We never talked about the homeless guy going to the Eddie Money concert.
Yes, we have to discuss that,
too. We have to reconnect all this, and we'll talk about napping. We got all sorts of stuff for you tomorrow. Take care of yourself. Come on.